This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد My brothers and sisters الحمد لله رب العالمين Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us this life as an amanah. He gave us this life as a trust from Him, as a gift from Him, to be used in obedience to Him and to be used in order to build for ourselves our assets in the Akhirah. The primary purpose of this life is not to build assets in this dunya, but to build assets in the Akhirah. The spin-off is that if you do and if you live this life according to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, according in obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then it will also build assets in this dunya as well as akhirah. This is the bonus, this is the benefit. If you live your life in a way that is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then it will help you to have a beautiful life which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called Hayatan Tayyiba in the Quran, as well as have a beautiful akhirah inshallah. That is the purpose of life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave to each one of us as much of this life as He wished. The miqdar, the quantity, the length, the duration, the amount of this life has been given to us in a measured form. Just like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us everything else in a measured form. Nobody has unlimited health, nobody has unlimited wealth, nobody has unlimited power, nobody has unlimited knowledge, and so on and so forth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave to each human being as much as He wished. He gave them the most knowledge. We don't even know the quantity of that, we cannot quantify that, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the maximum amount of knowledge that He wished to give to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and even to him Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, we have given to you from our knowledge only a little. So therefore it is something to understand that nobody has unlimited of anything in this world. Nobody. What does that mean? If you do not have something unlimited and you are using that something, it means that one day that will come to an end because it was not unlimited. So it was there for a time and it ended. Now, therefore, the same thing applies to life. We didn't come here with a unlimited amount of life, and so therefore one day our life will end. Now the spin is that when that day will come, we don't know. The same thing actually for everything else. Do you or I know the day when our arthritis will kick in and suddenly you discover you have knees and suddenly you discover you have a lower back? Does any one of us know how long our intelligence is going to last? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us intelligence and save us from things like Alzheimer's and dementia and so on till the end of, till the last day, and take our soul in a way and take our life in a way where we are with consciousness as well as without pain and suffering. And we ask Allah to give us the kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah as the last of our speech. But these things happen. So nobody knows when his health is going to end or start going into a decline. Nobody knows when his wealth is going to run out. And don't worry about all the, don't say that I've got this trust fund and so on, and you know, all the financial analysts tell me that this trust fund is good for 1,000 years. Believe me, I know. That is the reason why I read history. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused me to be born in a family and to be to live in a family where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enabled me to see not just one or two things, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enabled me to see people who were wealthy beyond our wildest dreams. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also enabled me to see what happened to their wealth long before they would have wished that to happen. Right? So I think these are things which are very salutary things that we should learn lessons from. So everything ends. So also life. Now, how do you deal with this bereavement? How do you deal with the fact that when there was somebody, there was somebody in your life and you loved this person very much and they are no longer there? I recall very distinctly when a very, very close friend of mine passed away. And quite literally, I mean, the hole that he left in my heart is still there. Now more than 20 years ago, 20 years later. I remember his wife was so, was in such a state that they were staying with us at that time, and she was staying with us. And my wife tells me that she was sleeping next to her. And my wife tells me that in her sleep, she used to call out his name. Now, it is very painful. I mean, there is no doubt about this fact. And in some ways, the amount of pain you feel at the parting is proportionate to the joy you felt when the person was alive. And the joy that you felt when the person was alive is proportionate to the pain that will be there when the person departs. So how to deal with this? The first and foremost thing to do is to remind ourselves that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us something which belonged to Him. It was His trust. This individual, this person, belonged to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just as we belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave this person to us for a limited period of time, temporary time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never told us that this person is going to be with us forever. On the contrary, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us many times that this person one day is going to go away. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَإِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهُ لَا يَسْتَأْخِرُونَ سَعَةً وَلَا يَسْتَقْدِمُونَ. Allah said that when the time comes, when the time of death comes, it cannot be delayed and it cannot be extended or postponed, even for a sa'ah, even for a second, even for an hour, even for any unit of time. So this is something which has been told to us over and over again. I remind myself and you that there is a benefit of being Muslim. There is a benefit of believing in the Quran. There is a benefit of believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this benefit truly comes to the fore at times of stress, at times of difficulty, when we are in danger, when we are in a state of, you know, usually people are in a state of panic, and you will find the Muslims are not panicking. The Muslims are, they seem to be composed, and they seem to be at peace. And the reason for that is Islam, because they understand what is going on. They can see the reality, the haqqaiq behind the what is zahir, what is obvious and what is in front. And this helps them and gives them strength to go forward in life, to go through the storm, because they know that that behind the storm is this very, very beautiful world. And unlike this world, there are many differences between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's Jannah and this dunya. There's really no comparison, but one of the biggest differences is that is forever, whereas this, no matter how beautiful it was always meant to be temporary, and it was temporary. So Muslims understand that. So let us enable and let us invoke the resource that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, which is tawakkul on Allah. So how do you deal with bereavement? Two things that we need to do to deal with bereavement start from before bereavement. Right, long before. And the earlier you start, the more this will help you when that time comes, when there is bereavement, when that loved one passes away. What are those two things? One is build a connection with the one who will never leave you. Everyone and everything in this dunya will leave you. Whoever it is, whether it is good, whether it is bad, the most respected person in the world will leave you and the most hated person in the world will also leave you. If anyone should have had eternal life, that was Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he died. So did Abu Jahl. So did Abu Lahab. Name any person in the world, no matter how much power they had, no matter how beloved they were, or no matter how hated they were, they all die. And think about that. Death is one of the greatest blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imagine, think about people who are hateful, people who are hugely toxic, people who, you know, who cause all kinds of problems in life, right? I don't even want to take names. I mean, I you know the names as well as I do. I don't want to spoil my lecture by taking the names of despicable despots. But imagine if they had eternal life, right? Because they died. The only reason they are no longer with us is not because of some revolution or because somebody removed them, but because they died. Nobody could remove them. They were so powerful that nobody could even remove them. But alhamdulillah, nobody is so powerful that Allah cannot remove them. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removed them. So everyone goes. So what must you do? Build a connection with the one who does not go. Al-Hayyul Qayyum. Al-Hayyul Qayyum, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The one who is connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not affected by bereavement. Sure, you feel sad. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam wept when his son died. He was sad. He was sad to the extent he was weeping. There was a man with him who said to him, Ya Rasulullah, I have so many children, so many died, I never cried, I never shed a tear. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, this is a sign of a hard heart. If you don't weep for sadness, if you don't weep for the glory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His majesty, if you don't hug and kiss your children, beware. This is a sign of a hard heart. Right? So, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam also was sad. Imagine, Rasulullah, if somebody had to be spared bereavement, it had to be the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But he lost his most beloved wife, Khadijatul Kubra radiallahu anha, after 25 years of marriage. He lost all his children in his lifetime except Fatimatul Zahra radiallahu anha, who lived and she passed away 6 months after he passed away. So he saw, you know, you and I may see one death or two deaths or something. He saw the deaths of his practically everyone he loved. Yet he did not despair. Yet he didn't, you know, lose his mind because of sadness and grief and so on. Why? Because he was connected with the one who does not die. Al-Hayyul Qayyum. He was connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And because he knew the reality of life. He accepted the reality of life. That this life will end. Whoever said it won't end. Of course it will end. It always was limited. It is limited. It will always be limited. Second thing is, which helps you and me to deal with bereavement, is to remember that the person who passed away, if that person died as a Muslim, then they have left this life to go into a life which is a million, zillion, trillion, quadzillion times better than this life. Immeasurable. There's no comparison whatsoever. So why would you be sad if somebody goes and gets a life which is far, far, far superior to the life that they had in this world? You would feel happy for them. You say, Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. This person left this world. He left his life, which was You know, alhamdulillah, no matter how good it was, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are not being ungrateful. But this life compared to the life of Jannah is trash and garbage, it's nothing. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave this person Jannah. He gave my father, my mother, whoever passed away. Allah gave them Jannah, alhamdulillah, inshallah. So this is the second thing which is solace to the hearts, alhamdulillah. This is the day that this person was really, any Muslim who is true to his religion or her religion and who loves Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wants to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So for that Muslim, the day they die is the happiest day of their lives. They are rejoicing. They say, subhanAllah, I achieved what I wanted. Why would you be sad? When somebody gets what they wanted, there's this great honor, this great blessing, this great wealth, which they looked for and they yearned for that their whole life, and they got it, and you are sad. For what? You are sad because you don't understand what's going on. So we should understand. As Muslims, we need to understand. We have no excuse not to understand, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us his kalam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us the beautiful teachings of his Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that is the second point. Firstly, build a connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then you don't feel the loss of anybody. Second thing is to remember that the person who died, the Muslim who died, for that Muslim, if he died on Iman, inshaAllah, then this day is the happiest day of their lives. This is the day they have been waiting for all their lives. So rejoice with them. Don't be sad. The third thing which helps to deal with bereavement starts as soon as you finish listening to this lecture. Maybe you don't even need to finish listening to the lecture. As soon as I finish saying this, go and do that. Which is, appreciate and show appreciation for the person while they are alive. A lot of sadness, a lot of grief upon bereavement is also guilt. Right? Suddenly now you become aware that all the stuff that you should have done, you didn't do. And now you're feeling sorry for yourself. So this grief is not really grief, it's just being sorry for yourself. Oh, I wish I had done. Do it. Stop listening right now. Go hug the person. Go kiss the person. Go kiss the feet of your mother. Go hug and kiss your spouse. Go hug and kiss your children. Just go tell them, I love you so much, so much, so much, I cannot even express. Do that. Just ask yourself, when was the last time you did that? SubhanAllah, I'm always amazed. I always ask this question. This question, anyone who's been listening to me, to my lectures on different topics over the years, you would have heard me asking this question one way or the other in different places. I sincerely believe this. Show your appreciation for the friendship, for the relationship of whoever it is while they are alive. Don't wait until they die. There's an article of mine called Elegy or Eulogy. Read that. Go on my website and look for it. Eulogy or Elegy. E-U-L-O-G-Y or E-L-E-G-Y. Read the article. Show appreciation. Don't wait for them to ask you. Right? And don't imagine that people know. It's not about people. It's about you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself said, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِدَنَّكُمْ وَلَا إِن كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ أَذَابِ لَشَدِيدِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that the one who is grateful to me, who shows his gratitude, who expresses his gratitude to me, I will increase my blessing on that person, and the one who is ungrateful, let him beware of my punishment. So for those of you who feel that, oh, what is the need? Why should I tell people thank you? Why should I tell people I appreciate you? Why should I tell people I love you? Don't they know it already? Let me ask you, doesn't Allah know already? Whether you are grateful or not, why is Allah saying it? It's not about the other person, it's about you. Show it, speak it, demonstrate it. So three things, build a connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember that when the Muslim dies, that is the happiest day of their lives. I say to people all the time, inshallah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep me in Iman, in a state of Iman, and take me in a state of Iman. When I die and you hear that, don't cry. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive me. Make dua for me. Because if I die the way I want to die, and I have begged my Rabb to give me that, which is to die with Iman, and to die in sujood, and to die with His name on my lips, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, if my Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu gives me that, and I have begged Him for it, and inshallah I have my complete and total faith, inshallah, that He will give it to me, then I have died in the state that I wanted to die, and that would be the happiest state of my life. So don't cry. And the third thing is, show appreciation. Show appreciation. Every single day, not just Mother's Day, Father's Day, wedding anniversary, birthday. Forget all these days. As far as we are concerned, every day is Mother's Day and Father's Day and birthday and wedding anniversary. Do it every single day. Sometimes I ask people, how many times did you kiss your wife today? How many times did you kiss your husband today? Use the kiss. How many times in one day? My brothers and sisters, believe me, there's no OD on this, there's no overdose on this. Do it. Show appreciation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised to test us. So again, with regard to believer, also remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised to test us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and He told us the result of that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُم مُّصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ صَلَوَاتٌ مِّن رَّبِّهِمْ وَرَحْمَةٌ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُهْتَدُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Baqarah, Ayahs 155 to 157, Allah said, and we will surely test you with something of fear and hunger and a loss of wealth and lives and fruits. But give glad tidings to those who are patient, who, when disaster strikes them, they say, indeed we belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and indeed to Him we will return. Those are the ones upon whom are blessings from their Rabb and mercy, and it is those who are rightly guided. In Islam, our way is to remind ourselves that it is okay to shed tears as much as we want, but we don't complain or express despair. We accept that all of us belong to Allah and all of us will return to Him. These are the words we say even when we feel sad at the memory of the loss of our friend or whoever, loved one, or the loss of the life that we had planned for them. We remember that our patience is being rewarded more than we can imagine, and we remember that sadness doesn't last forever. Memories last forever. So, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us that He will test us with all these things. I don't want to make this lecture too long, but read the ayah, read the tafsir. Allah said, after promising to test, so it's not the test that happens, the bereavement that happens is not something accidental. This is the promise of Allah. This is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised us, and He said He will give us. And the result, and then He told us how to act in that. Allah said, the one who says, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajiun, we are from Allah and to Allah is our return. This person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, is somebody who Allah will bless. Ulaika alayhim salawatum min rabbihim wa rahma. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send His salawat, He will send His blessings on this person, and He will send His mercy on this person. وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُحْتَدُونَ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Allah is giving a certificate, and I saying, this person, these are the people who are rightly guided. Now imagine, just as a question I'm asking you, as a believing Muslim, as a person who believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if somebody asked you, what will you give for the assurance and assured blessing and mercy of Allah, and a certificate from Allah a declaration from Allah that you are rightly guided. If you had to pay for this, to get this, what would you say? What would you be willing to pay? I mean, I would say take everything. If this is the guarantee, then there is nothing, the loss of which I need to fear. Because again we come back to the original thing, which is that you would have lost this thing anyway. Whatever it is, whether it is, you know, I don't want to go back into the details, but every single thing that we own, every single thing that we think we own, every single thing that we think belongs to us, actually belongs to Allah. We are enjoying it and we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for allowing us to enjoy it for a brief period. When the period ends, this will go back to Allah. This is what we had been told from day one. We may have forgotten, but this is what we were told from day one. So what is happening today is what was supposed to happen, is what we had been promised long ago. 1400 years ago, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the Quran and He mentioned this. So nothing to be surprised about. But when something which we would have lost anyway is taken from us, and in that situation of understandable grief, if we behave with dignity, if we behave with patience, if we behave with fortitude, if we behave with sabr, and though, yes, of course we cry because of the pain of being parted from somebody we loved, but we do not despair, we do not complain, we don't say, why me, why did God do this to me? You know, all the words of ingratitude that people speak when they are in that situation, if we do not do all this, and we say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajiun, I belong to Allah and I have to go back to Allah. Whatever is with me belongs to Allah, goes back to Allah. Whatever is in the world belongs to Allah, goes back to Allah. This is how it has been written. When a person does that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends His salute, His blessings, and He sends His mercy, His salawat and His rahmah on this person. And Allah declares that this person is rightly guided. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu to enable us to understand the Quran and to believe in it with understanding and to remember it, especially when we are in a state of need, which is when we are in a state of grief, and to follow that Quran and live by that Quran. And we ask Allah to enable us to die with the Quran and on the Quran. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.